I'm delighted to say that my guest is Anna Jo. Welcome to Susie Radio.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
It's absolutely lovely to have you here, and we're really going to talk about the single that you've produced in aid of funds for cystic fibrosis. But I've got to ask, you're a performer. Have you got a day job?
I have, yes. I work with disabled children and adults, and I also run a songwriting business, writing songs for people's occasions, weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, things like that.
Tell us just a little bit about what you do with disabled children.
Well, I'm a music therapist, so I work with people. Most of them don't have very much speech, so music is another way for them to express themselves and communicate.
How long have you been performing?
I've been singing all my life, really, and performing kind of for audiences, I suppose, since I was about 18, 19, something like that.
We've been badging you as a Crawley girl. Is that strictly correct?
Yeah, born in Crawley Hospital. Yeah, so yeah, definitely a Crawley girl.
And you're a regular performer?
Yeah, I perform around the local area, often solo or with a guitarist who performs with me.
Tell me all about the Crawley Festival.
Well, the Crawley Festival is involving a lot of different acts and a lot of different events. I'm playing at the final event, Saturday the 28th, in the Memorial Gardens in Crawley. And there will be lots of artists performing and free workshops and things like that. And I'll be performing at 2 o'clock, singing some of my own songs and singing this single as well.
We'll have a listen to the single in fairly short order, but have you got a gig this coming weekend?
Yes, there's another gig this Sunday in Petersfield, which is a vintage tea party, again in aid of the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, which is who we're raising money for with this single.
Why do the record?
Well, I was asked by the team of people that wrote this song if I would sing it. It's a song about living with cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic illness that affects mainly the lungs and also the digestive system and various other things. I have that disease myself. I have CF. So I was asked to sing this song to raise awareness and raise funds for the CF Trust as well. And the song is all about living with CF.
Let's play the song. This is Breathe With Me.
Like me.
I've got a little bit of star quality sitting on the other side of my panel. That's Anna Jo. That's the song Breathe With Me. The lyrics are on your website, aren't they?
They're on the song website, yes, which is breathewithme.info.
I think it would be a good thing for folks to go along and just have a little look at the lyrics. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there. We're going to talk about the condition in a moment, but let's talk about making money towards the research first. How do we go about that?
Well, if you go to that song website, there is a donate button there where you can donate straight to the Cystic Fibrosis Trust. You can also download that song from iTunes and Google Play and all of those online download stores. It's for the Cystic Fibrosis Trust, who are the organisation representing people with CF in the UK, and they directly fund research, they raise awareness with the general public, and they advocate for people with CF, providing support and information, advice, that kind of thing.
Remind us again of your own web address.
Yes, the song website is breathewithme.info.
Because that's the one in the first instance that's so important. When did you discover you had the condition?
I was diagnosed at the age of 2 with a failure to thrive, basically. I wasn't putting on weight as I should have been at that age, so there were tests done and it was found that I had CF.
Now, I've some little experience of this. A friend of mine, he's alive and well and in his 40s and living in sunny conditions in Spain. And so I was very hopeful when I was introduced to a friend of mine's three teenage daughters, two of whom have the condition. And clearly research is moving things on. Can you tell us a bit about the way medication has improved?
Yeah, I mean, medication is improving all the time. But up until quite recently, all of the medications available targeted the symptoms. There was no medication that would target the root cause of CF, which is a genetic fault. But this sort of next generation of treatments that are being developed at the moment actually do target that genetic fault and sort of work to correct that, which then obviously has a knock-on effect on all of the symptoms. So really, the sort of research that's going on at the moment could be revolutionary and really, really change the lives of everyone with CF in the future.
So a real step forward,
really,
in other words.
Yeah.
Have we got a figure in mind that the Suzy Radio listeners might be able to swell?
I don't know. I mean, as much as possible would be lovely. I mean, this kind of research costs a lot of money. So anything that we can raise, and there's obviously lots of other people doing all kinds of fundraising activities for CF as well. But yeah, every little really will help.
Let's take another break. It must be a bit like being balanced on a great big wave to live with the condition of cystic fibrosis. Joe, tell us what the day-to-day is actually like.
Well, I mean, it does vary for everyone. It's a very variable, very unpredictable disease. For me, I take about 40 tablets a day, which I know sounds like a heck of a lot to somebody who doesn't have to live with it. I have breathing treatments as well. I have to do physiotherapy for my chest, for my lungs. And that is every day, day in, day out. I probably spend a couple of hours a day on treatments. Can't let things slide for very long because it's so easy to pick up chest infections, and very, very difficult to get rid of chest infections often, and it often requires intravenous antibiotics in hospital, which is obviously quite inconvenient and not very nice to have to deal with.
Are there particular dangers of infection awaiting someone with the condition?
Yeah, there are. I mean, you can pick up infections from all kinds of places, and kind of just an ordinary common cold can very, very quickly turn into a chest infection, whereas a normal person would get over that very quickly. For someone like me, it's a much more difficult process.
What about this straw breathing caper?
Yeah, well, one of the ways that you can kind of get some idea of what it's like to have CF or to have a disease where your lung function and your lung function is restricted is to breathe through one of those very thin straws that you can get. Try breathing through that with holding your nose, and you'll get some idea of what it might be like to live with restricted lung function, like we do.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us?
Really, that, you know, there are an awful lot of people in the UK with this illness. There's about 10,000 sufferers, and there's a lot of people that will be helped by the money that is raised by this song and by the other fundraising things that are going on as well all the time. So yeah, just every little helps, and if people want to listen to the song again, please do visit the song website, breathewithme.info.
Now, you're sitting over there across the panel looking like $1 million. I guess people can underestimate the impact because someone with the condition doesn't necessarily look particularly ill.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, if you do have this disease, you know, you want to kind of live as normal a life as possible as well. So, you know, I don't tend to make a big deal of it in my day-to-day life unless I have to. So yes, it can be difficult for people to really grasp how much work goes on behind the scenes to kind of stay as healthy as I often am or appear. It's quite a balancing act because, you know, you pick up an infection and it can change very quickly. So I have to be very proactive if I am sort of feeling my energy levels are low, or if I get a cold, I have to be very proactive to make sure I get rest and I do more treatments and things like that.
I suppose even those of us without serious conditions don't necessarily listen as well as we should to what the body's telling us.
No, I think a lot of my friends as well, when you're sort of my age, people kind of work themselves to the bone, and I have had to learn not to do that because there are often times when I could carry on, but I know from experience that I really need to kind of step back and take a bit of a rest.
Of course, presumably, though, having to manage a condition allows you some empathy with the children you're working in therapy with.
The people I work with have all kinds of very different disabilities. But yes, I think that does give me a certain amount of empathy, that I know that life is a struggle in lots of different ways for lots of people. So, that definitely helps in my work.
Just remind me again exactly where you're performing at the Crawley Festival.
It'll be in the Memorial Gardens in Crawley Town Centre, where there'll be lots of workshops and things going on as well.
Your publicity says, in a music scene saturated with sex and sentimentality, Anna Jo offers a refreshingly different type of love song characterised by honesty and insight. I think that extends well beyond the song to your good self. Thank you so much for coming on the Afternoon Stroll, and we wish you all good fortune with the two forthcoming gigs, and of course with raising loads and loads of funds through the record. Come back and see us again. It's been lovely to see you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.